Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another segment of Complete Wellness with Cindy, the Busy Woman Cheerleader. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm not really sure, but I'm so super excited today to have Dr. Emerson with me. I am so excited, but let's do a little housekeeping, okay? So our quote for today, I was excited when I saw this one. It says, happiness hides in life's small details. And it says, if you're not looking, it becomes invisible. So that comes from Joyce Brothers. Now, to sidebar on that, basically grateful. Always be grateful for everything. Always be grateful for everything, large or small. That's what makes the world go around, and that's what makes us happy. So we're going to jump right in. Hi, busy woman.
Hello there. How are you doing, Cindy?
I am okay. You made it, see? You made it.
Yes, yes. Let me see if I could turn your volume up just a little bit more. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, that's better. Okay.
We made it. Let me see if I can, give me 1 second.
Sure, is my lighting okay? I meant to get my ring light.
It's just always something. And, you know, and I started to tell you that, no stress. You know, no stress. I always figure things happen when it's supposed to happen.
Yes.
That's why I told you to a lot. I said a lot about an hour and a half for those little glitches, you know, the things that come up.
Yes.
If I can chime in over here. So how's your day been going? I know it's crazy. I can already tell.
It's been a busy day today. I'm always thankful for busy days.
Yes, yeah. That is a plus. I'm going to see if I can chime in onto YouTube for us to see if it'll let us over there. If not, we're just going to go on. We're going to have a good conversation.
How's my lighting? Is it okay?
It is. It is fine. Okay. What was I going to say? Now, first of all, we understand that you're a busy woman. I appreciate that. You know, I'm a busy woman cheerleader, so I always get excited when people have a lot of things going on. So this is what I want to ask you. Tell me, just give us a little background, you know, tell me how you got started. What made you get started in this particular line and field? And I'm going to be quiet.
Okay.
First of all, we understand.
Thank you so much for having me as a guest today. And my journey as far as where I am today has been a journey. So I began in taking some business courses at Del Mar College, which is in Corpus Christi, Texas. And then I was on the journey of entrepreneurship. So then I did go to cosmetology in Corpus Christi, Del Mar College. I obtained my certification in that. And then I moved to the Arlington area. I went back to school and obtained my fashion merchandising degree. So I attended Barter Fashion College, worked in those two fields for a while, but I knew I wanted to always go back into my first love, which was biology, chemistry, and research.
Right.
So then I went back to school and I attended the International Institute of Trichology.
Okay.
And I really was able to, again, go back to my first love. Research, a lot of research is entailed in that particular specialty. And then I went back to school to obtain my board certification as a holistic health practitioner.
Okay.
So it has been a journey.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't know what that was. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
It's been a journey. That's our life stories, our journeys. It has been a journey. So what sparked your interest in trichology? What was your interest? You are LA's hair and scalp clinic. And yes. I'm assuming you're the owner of.
I am the CEO. Yes.
Okay. What made you get into figuring out or finding out what the dynamics of hair growth or hair loss, what made you do that? What was your interest? There's always, people always say there's a story, you know, behind things. And I tell people a lot, it's a story behind my smile. Because you're smiling all the time. It's like, you just don't know. There's a story behind it. So a lot of times when a person embarks on a certain career, or they take time, extensive time, to be a lifetime learner, to go into certain fields, there's something behind it. So what is that behind it for you? What was the driving force for you to basically want to study the dynamics of hair and scalp and the growth of it?
Okay, for me, it was just wanting to help consumers. It was not from a personal type of situation that I was dealing with, or per se family members that were going through it. It was more so just wanting to help consumers. And then by having the background in cosmetology as an educator, I was seeing quite an increase in consumers who were coming in, and they were all being told the same thing by another profession. I said, no, this has got to be other contributors, which is contributing on a case-by-case basis. So that was another thing that really sparked my interest into going back to school to obtain my credentials so that I could give more professional expert advice to consumers as to what's really going on with your alopecia, your scalp conditions. Can I assist you? Or is it irreversible? So yeah, so that was my reason for going into that field, and then further going into the health and wellness, because it's all a correlation there.
Yes, yes, it is. It is. Question of the day. So what is alopecia? You know, we hear it now. You know, we hear it, but we don't really know, I would say, the symptoms behind it, what causes it. Let's listen. Tell us about that.
Alopecia is the medical term for hair loss from any cause, from any cause. I hear so many people, they use that term very loosely. They think it means baldness, but that is not the case. So if I could share with your listening audience, if you could look at alopecia as an umbrella, and there are 100 different categories under that umbrella. So that's actually what it is. It's 100 different categories, and it is a case-by-case basis.
Okay, okay. But that is basically the medical term for when the hair starts to come out. That is the medical
hair loss from any cause.
Cause. And you said that's 100 different? Wow, that's interesting, because my we started to get a few questions in when I said we're going to, you know, talk to the doctor of trichology about that. We started to get a few questions, and, you know, one of them was to find out exactly what alopecia was. Now, with you saying that it basically has, it's an umbrella with 100 plus minus raindrops, that means a lot of people are dealing with that. A lot of people are dealing with that, unfortunately. So let's talk about a standpoint of hormones and stress.
Okay, with hormones, yes, that can definitely be a contributor to a lot of women who are having hormonal imbalances that can impact the hair growth cycle. So I have a tendency to see an increase in shedding of the hair, thinning of the hair, and a lot of people who are concerned about their confidence. That's a huge, huge component.
Yes.
And also depression is very, very common that I see. So the other, as far as stress, now there are different levels of stress. So there is what's known as mild stress, there's acute stress, and then there's chronic stress. So kind of depends on what level a person is as far as going through that. There's one specific form of alopecia that is more directly impacted. That's what we call alopecia areata.
Okay.
And that's usually when it's round or oval patches, which occur on the scalp. And in some cases, I also do see an increase in excessive shedding of the hair. I have seen that, and I've had I can think of one example of a patient I had, and she ended up losing all of her scalp hair, which we call alopecia totalis, from excessive emotional stress over a 6-month timeline. So hers was more related to losing very close family members repetitiously.
Oh my goodness.
So that's why I say, again, it's a case-by-case basis.
Right. That's awful. You know, when you said hair shedding, I kid you no lie. Okay, so I do this coaching. Where's my book? I'm the author of The Busy Woman's Guide to Holistic Health and Wellness. So okay. This is volume one. Volume one is talking about your environment. And so in this book, there's also pages about, like, journal pages for people to write out their thoughts, you know, or to have like journal prompts. And I'm really talking about, and I think you and I spoke to you the other day about anxiety, how I try to keep mine down. I did, you know, live, we used the book as a guide for one of the sessions that I was doing with this group. And I flipped through to actually see what the answer was, because the question was, after everything, you know, we had gone through this particular section, the question was, what are you now thinking? What are you thinking right now? And this lady actually wrote, she said, about my hair shedding right now on my computer, right now. And so my mind, and I thought about, you know, we addressed that, of course, but then I thought about us meeting. And when you said that about the shedding, that's what brought that back to mind for me, because when it comes down to stress, it's that silent killer if you don't keep it under control. That's what I talk about a lot in this book. Like I said, it's volume one, talking about the environment, because these are things a lot of times in your current circles or your current situations or atmospheres that cause stress. And then, as you mentioned before, when it comes down to us actually having that self-confidence, I mean, it's like biblical that our hair is our glory. It's a crown. So I don't know of any woman who doesn't take it personal when something's not right with it, be it a bad hair day, or, you know, something's happening or something's shedding. When I was in corporate America as an accountant, I can recall, I want to say two instances in my life, and one was the ex-husband. So I'll just put a period behind that and move on to corporate America. Okay. So I remember a lot of times when I think really hard, and, you know, it was like certain times of the year, the month end close, the year end close, I was so stressed until it was just, you know, to a point where I was like nauseated. And it wasn't the job, because I did it for almost 30 years. What it was the people, the people around me who yes. were supposed to have a certain thing done by a certain time, and they didn't. So when you're in management or the C's, they don't know who's beyond you that you have to answer to, the board, you know, the stakeholders, the stockholders, all of them. They don't know that. So they're like, you know, just dragging behind to get this information. And I'm looking at these deadlines and how I have to go through all of this information prior to turning it in as complete and certified. Long story short, I remember, because when I think really hard, I itch. It's like my head starts to itch. So a lot of times I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I've got my pen and my glasses and I'm scratching. It's like, oh my God, it's just one section. But I remember a point in time where I was getting like these pink, like pains. And I was like, why do I have like this funny pain, like in that one section? And I'm steady working. And then it's like, why do I, it's just like one section. So me being inquisitive, you know, I go home and I get the double mirror and I lift my hair to see like maybe something bit me, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe something bit me, maybe some chemical, I don't know. Maybe I burned myself with a curling iron, possible. I lifted my hair in that style that I had, and I'll never forget that little circle. I had two little circles
of
plugs of hair that were missing. that apparently, you know, combing, brushing, I didn't realize it came out in such a magnitude, but I was getting a bald spot from stress. And like I said, there was a second instance, you know, where that happened. I put a period behind that. And yes, I also put a period behind that particular situation. And I think for myself, that's when I really began to say, okay, I can't let things kill me or stress me. I've got to figure out a way if I'm going to be in this field, and I have been in it for a long time. And at the time, I was even considering kind of hanging in there and retiring. It's like, oh no. But the point is, I had to come up with ways, formulas, practices, and teach myself how to stay calm, how to deal with stress, how to deal with anxiety, be it, you know, at my hand or somebody else's hand, so that it doesn't have an impact on me, on my body, my hair, my, you know, my physical, my mental, all of that. And so, you know, that's a big, big part a lot of times that people discount. They think it's topical. But it, just like you just mentioned about the health and wellness, and that's what I, where I am in my second, you know, career, is people, you have to be concerned with mind, body, spirit, because when something is going on, there's a root cause.
That's right.
And if the hair, and I'm hearing you as well say, if the hair follicles are falling out, and I think I heard another doctor say, and correct me if I'm wrong, they said that a lot of times when it comes down to the hair follicles, when a person is extremely stressed, that is the part of the body that it will, I guess, kind of like take the nutrients from first, or it looks at it as the hair follicles is like, you know, dispensable. It's not like a big deal. I mean, have you heard of that, or what is the deal with that? Like, as far as like the stress and the nutrients, what you're putting in your body and the effect of the actual hair?
Well, on the health and wellness aspect of the science of the hair bulb is going to reveal data from the past 90 days. And also, hair is a barometer of imbalances within the system. Mm-hmm. So using my hair science-based analysis, you know, I can actually analyze and evaluate what has been going on in the past 90 days. In other cases, when there are, you know, there is an acceleration of hair shedding and the hair just falling out, there could be other systemic conditions that's going on with an individual. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, as far as the hair bulb, no, I hadn't quite heard it put in those terms as you just asked.
That's what I said. I'm going to ask the expert. I'm going to ask. So yes. I know you have created during your time of working in trichology and with hairs and scalps, and I've heard only good about it. So tell us about what you have created to help people regrow hair, or is this to cure? Well, alopecia, you're saying, basically is a condition, but you have a product that you created to actually help regrow hair in a healthy dose.
Yes. I'm sorry, put it in the, that's my mailman. Just put it in the door if you can. I can't get up. Okay, so yes, we have our own exclusive product line, Dr. Amerson's Therapeutic Essentials LLC.
Okay.
And our product line has been on the market for 18 years, and we've had phenomenal results. Because I wanted to have all natural premium ingredients used in our products, we actually hired a local manufacturer. And this is one of our award-winning products, which is in North Texas.
Okay.
So I was able to sit down with the chemist to tell them what I needed my products to address. That was very, very important to me.
Okay.
And so they were able to recommend ingredients that were very effective, but yet all natural, that will give my patients the results that they needed. And it has been wonderful, wonderful, the results that we have had. So we have our hair and scalp shampoo.
Okay, that was my next question.
And this is a therapeutic product line.
Okay.
So because it's therapeutic, it has healing properties.
Okay.
And it's very good for scalp conditions such as dry, flaky, oily, itchy scalp,
okay.
Heals lesions of the scalp, resolves inflammation of the scalp.
Okay.
And also it helps with a more aggressive and rapid hair regrowth.
Okay.
So that's our hair and scalp shampoo. Then we have our wonderful revitalizing conditioner.
Okay.
So this is also very good for healing the scalp, and also for it smooths the cuticle of the hair strand to make it much easier to comb.
Okay.
Great for detangling. It's great for damaged hair. We've had phenomenal results with our revitalizing conditioner.
Okay.
Then we have our follicle serum.
Okay.
So our follicle serum is a wonderful product that is used in between shampooing of the hair and scalp.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually recommend to use this on a daily basis, just a very small amount.
Okay.
So these three products are our best sellers.
Okay.
So these three are our best sellers, and it actually will feel like a therapeutic spa on the scalp.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful.
So those are wonderful. And then one other product we have is our anti-itch soothing oil.
Okay.
Which is great for inflammation, reducing that, and severe itching as well.
Okay.
Great for hydration of the scalp.
Okay.
So this is another wonderful product.
And so I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now I was going to say, an excessively itchy scalp is another very common complaint that I hear from a lot of our patients on a daily basis. I said, my scalp is just itching. I said, okay, let's get to the root cause of that problem.
Okay. Now, for those of you who are in, is it Arlington, Texas, is where you're close by. That's the closest area, Arlington.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay,
yes,
there you go. Dallas-Fort Worth. Now,
yes.
You have it online at your website.
Yes,
it is.
Our website is hairandscalpessentials.com.
Okay.
Hairandscalpessentials.com. We'll be happy to ship it to you.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll definitely put that down in the comments so that they can have that information. What are some, I would say, over-the-counter foods that are good for hair growth? Supplements and like I said, I've got a whole little list here. I've kind of shaved it down. I said I'm not going to do that to her. What are some supplements that are essential for proper hair growth?
Some event essential vitamins. I would suggest a good women's multivitamin is one. Zinc would be another good one. I would also say vitamin C is good. That's for the immune system as well as very good for the hair.
Yes.
I would also say, let's see what else. The B vitamins are very good.
Okay.
For individuals.
Okay.
Now, biotin. Biotin is a very common supplement that I hear my patients ask me about on a daily basis. Biotin is helpful. However, if you are taking too much biotin and also other supplements, but we're going to focus on the biotin.
Okay.
When you take an excessive amount of biotin, this contributes to severe hair breakage.
Wow.
A lot of consumers are not aware of that.
Right. Because they're probably thinking if they take more, it'll grow faster, but it's actually counterproductive.
Wow. So I can shed light on that with my hair, skin, and nail report.
Okay.
And then also when it comes to vitamin C. Now, vitamin C is very good for the immune system, and it also helps with hair. However, when you're taking an excessive amount, it increases a tangling type of effect on the medium to longer lengths of hair.
Wow.
And that can contribute to hair breakage as well.
Okay, that's amazing.
So taking the right amount is very, very important as well.
That makes sense. What about vitamin E? Because, you know, that's like stamp flagship hair, nail, skin.
Yes.
Hot flash.
Vitamin E is very good, yes, for the nails, for the skin. It's helpful to the hair as well. I can't think of any excessive amount for vitamin E at the moment.
Okay. What is the other one? Is it L-cysteine? Some say cysteine and some say L-cysteine.
Yes. Amino acid?
Yes.
Yes. Cysteine is one of the main building blocks, yes, for hair.
Okay.
That is very good when you can consume it with your supplements.
Okay.
For the amino acids, yes.
Okay.
That's would be good, very good too.
And the amino acids, I know they have like different ranges. Like there's a set like of 9, then there's a set of the essentials and the non-essential. So
yes.
I would say, well, you know, I'm a nerd in disguise, but I'm just certain things, you know, you learn over a course of time that work, but, you know, you want to dispel any myths as well. If it's not, you know, something that's actually beneficial, you know, to what people try to do. So those are a good list of, so you said the amino acids, vitamin C is good, biotin in moderation, major moderation.
Major moderation, yes.
You don't want to overdo it. Vitamin E is a good one. Cysteine is a good one.
Yes.
Basically, and I think there's some veggies that you can get those out of too. I think like broccoli and spinach and things like that. So would you say, or is it safe to say that increasing your green intake would help as well? Like your veggies, would you say?
Definitely having vegetables and then protein. Salmon is an excellent type
of salmon.
Food for yes, getting your essential fatty acids in. Yes, salmon is excellent for that.
That is wonderful. So basically salmon. So what about like the other fishes like tuna, baked fish, fried fish? So any type of fish, but particularly salmon.
Particularly salmon, yes.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, wow, this has just been interesting. So what would be your... I would say thoughts on the environment, okay. You know, at this point, there are people that wear protective styles. There are people that have the natural hairstyles. And then there's people that still are old school and do a lot of burning and pressing, you know, to their hair, to get it, I guess, beaten in submission. Like I do my gray at this point. I fight it. It's like, I beat her down.
You're not ready to embrace your
girl. No, you know, it's so funny because I tell people, and it's funny, I was telling a friend of mine not too long ago, and I said, well, you know, it depends on my mood because I look at them as silver medals. I don't look at them as something to be ashamed of. You know, they're silver medals. I earn every one of them. We earn them. You know, we earn them. And it's such a blessing to be at a point where you see them. So I don't complain. I just deal with it. You know, I just deal with it. But, you know, with all the different things, what are your thoughts on basically taking care of your natural mane under your protective styles, under your this, that, the other, all these things that they do to beautify themselves? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, that's a very good question. We live in an image-focused society, and there's so many people that focus more on their image rather than the care of their scalp and their hair. So first I'm going to say your scalp needs proper cleansing. And then, yes, some people call it protective styles. I just call it hairstyles because there are different variations.
Exactly.
And with the braid styles, because it depends on what type of braids, if it's cornrows, individuals, crocheted braids. A lot of people are very neglectful when it comes to cleansing of the scalp and hair with those particular hairstyles because they want to be lazy. So you really need to think about the scalp health first, and then the image is secondary. And I know I've been saying that for decades. Some people listen and some do not.
And you wish all of them would, but sometimes that doesn't happen, unfortunately. But you, you know, got the information out there. I am an advocate for taking care of your first gift.
Yes.
You can decorate it. You can get it, you know, to the floor. You can twirl it up. I love the beautiful things that people do with their hairs. I love the haircuts that people get. However you choose to wear your hairstyles in whatever form, I think people should always take care of what you were given first because you only get one, you know, it's like even back to the body and preaching to the choir. Cause I'm a sweet freak, you know? And so I fight my sweet, I'm a sweet freak. It's like, Lord help me because I just want it all the time. But as you age and as you mature, you know, you have to basically, let's scale it down. Let's think about it. Be mindful of it. Not that it can change over. And you know this, when it comes to wellness, one well thing a day is one well thing. It's not going to happen quickly. We're in that microwave society.
Everybody
wants things quickly. You know, sometimes they don't want to wait for a gourmet meal. They want it quickly. They don't care that it has radiation in it. They don't care that, you know, something flew from the last person's food into the microwave. They want it quickly. Now, I prefer to have some things done relatively quickly. But again, as you grow, as you mature, as you're aging, you just like I was telling you earlier, it just is what it is. You know, I mean, we try to have everything in order, but sometimes just the fact that you're not perfect, embrace that.
Right.
The fact that things happen that are out of your control, embrace that. You know, that alleviates the stress, the anxiety, the depression, the comparisons to others. You know, it's almost like work with what God gave you. And I say this, you know, even in my own circle and to my daughter, it's like work with what God gave you first. You know, just everything, and because the bottom line is when we leave here, they may put a protective on you or they may not. You understand? So it is a good feeling. And I've seen some that are just absolutely beautiful because they are taking care of themselves under it. Yes. And so, you know, they release it and those locks are beautiful. Yes. You know, and then you have people that use the different clips and different things, and it is beautiful. But the question remains, are you taking the time to nurture your, I would say, your foundation?
Yes.
And it sounds like your products, you know, allow people to nurture the foundation, and then you can do your hairstyle, you know, but nurture the foundation, nurture. And again, I, like I said, I always talk about, you know, mind, body, spirit. So it comes from the inside out. If something is going on the outside with the hair or with skin for that matter, if something is going on, you have to check what's around you and what's in you.
Yes.
You know? You really have to check that. What are your closing thoughts? You know, what are your closing thoughts about what we've talked about? You know, we talked about the different nutrients, the vitamins that people can take in, the products, and how to get them, some of the over-the-counter products. Now, this was another thing. You did also mention that you were able to deal with situations by remote video. Tell us about that, how to see that are not in your area.
Absolutely. So we incorporate three microscopes during our hair science-based analysis. We use a polarized microscope, a tricholoscope, and then the epigenetic hair bulb analysis. So with the polarized microscope, we're actually analyzing the hair bulb, and we can tell a person how much water is being absorbed or what they're drinking, nutritional absorption. Any genetic factors, also hair shaft defects, structural damage, any other type of other damage within the structure, we can see that as well. And then the tricholoscope is where we're showing the person on the computer monitor their areas of concern. so we can show them their scalp and their hair. If it's thinning, is it breakage? Do you have dormant hair strands that you cannot see with the naked eye? Mm-hmm. We can show them that. The scaly scalp condition, if they have multiple scaling mm-hmm. that's going on, which is very, very common in a lot of our patients. So there are actually five different types of scaly scalp conditions. So we'll show them that. We'll give the recommendations there. The third microscope is the epigenetic hair bulb analysis. Okay. So with that one, it's a very, very great comprehensive type of analysis that we use. And it's a technology called an S-drive. And this is the data from the last 90 days that we use for that particular testing. And it is accompanied with a report. So we have eight different reports in which we can offer. Some of the reports are 28 pages, which are like our fitness reports, our vegan reports. Okay. And then we have those that are 33 pages, which is the hair, skin, and nail report. Okay. And then we have the 37 page, which is more of the immunity report, which is a more comprehensive of what's going on with an individual.
Okay.
So those are very, very important. And so we also offer virtual services. Mm-hmm. And we also have two mail-in hair strand opportunities. Okay. So if a person does not live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we can still service you. Individuals can mail us their hair bulbs and hair strands, and we will analyze it. And we can help you with a typed report and information to let you know what your next steps are in order to help with your wellness as well and your healthy scalp and healthy hair.
Oh, that is awesome. Yes. I love that. I love the fact that it's not just here in the screen and the thoughts. You can actually have, you know, you as the expert with hair and scalp actually diagnose people from all over the world. I think that is absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
Now, and it sounds like there is a solution or a cure for alopecia. It happens to a lot of people, but they can recover from it. Is that safe to say?
It's a case by case basis. Now, okay. There are some cases that are very mild. They're 100% reversible. Okay. Then there are some cases where there's a certain percentage to where the hair can be restored, but less than 100%. And then there are some that are very, very severe that are irreversible.
Okay.
So there's three different levels there.
So let me ask you this really quick. I just thought about that. Somebody just slid me a note. What are your thoughts regarding, is it placebo that they mm-hmm. do for the men?
Yes.
And I think women do it as well. What
yes.
are your thoughts? I mean, I think I did hear that was FDA approved or whatever, but what are your thoughts on that as it relates to hair growth? Is that similar to what you would consider a hairstyle, or what are your thoughts with that?
Okay, so to make sure we're on the same page, when you say the placebo, you're talking about the oral medication? Or are you talking about the placebo where they're spinning it and injecting it in the scalp?
Yes, that. Yes.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay. So with that particular process, there has been some success with that. However, it is not successful in all cases.
Okay. Yeah, the thought of it was really odd. And so again, I slid that on a piece of paper. And so I decided to ask.
Okay.
All right. So as the Busy Woman's cheerleader, let me ask you, Busy Woman, what do you do to create balance with all that you're doing? And I know you're busy. Don't tell me that you're not busy. You were busy earlier today. We're all busy. What do you do to create your balance? You know, that's very important to have an outlet, to have balance, to be able to decompress and not just while you're sleeping.
Yes. Okay. Self-care is very, very important for me. So I allocate time to have a full body massage. So I try to have one at least once every 2 weeks. Sometimes I'll have them on a weekly basis, just depending on what all I have going on. Also, pedicures is a time for my self-care. And then I like to go out and have fun, listen to music. I like to get with friends. We go out to eat sometimes. So those are some of the things that I do for self-care and to have fun. And concerts.
Yes.
I have been going to several concerts. Yes.
Yes. That is wonderful. I love that. Because like I said, a lot of times people don't have that balance. We hear about the left brain, the right brain.
Yes.
So you have to have activities that operate both sides. You can't just be one dimensional. A lot of us, you know, as busy women, we are very multidimensional. And I prefer to say multidimensional more so than we're multitasking, because a lot of times people multitask, they're not efficient. You know, you don't have to have 40 little projects going that are not complete. just don't. And particularly if they're not, you know, like garnering some type of result or income. I mean, you just playing around in the sand. So that's always been my thought. And I said, well, you know, I just like to know what people do for that downtime to decompress. And it sounds like you have a wonderful balance. I have enjoyed this. Do you have any closing thoughts for our listening audience or for those who may catch this on the replay?
Yes, I would love for you to contact me.
Okay.
If you are having any concerns about alopecia or scalp disorder conditions, I can be contacted at 817-265-8854, 817-265-8854. And also our website is hairandscalpessentials.com, hairandscalpessentials.com. So you can go there and look at some of our success cases. We have a long list of success cases and testimonials that you can read. I know that's so important to so many consumers. And
society.
Yes. So you can do that. And just one last thought, please stop listening to people who do not have any credentials when it comes to alopecia or scalp disorder conditions or health and wellness.
Absolutely. That's why you're here.
That's right.
That's why you're here.
Yes.
And that's why we wanted to dispel any myths that need to be dispelled. And so I appreciate it. I appreciate you so much. And I'm going to let you go. Again, people, I thank you for tuning in to another segment of Complete Wellness with Cindy, the Busy Woman's Cheerleader. Don't forget, volume one of my book is out. The Busy Woman's Guide to Holistic Health and Wellness, How to Fuel Your Work-Life Balance Without Losing Your Power, Passion, and Purpose. And that is it for today. And peace, happiness, joy, blessings be multiplied unto you. Bye-bye.